Do you feel like you're in a zone right now?
I'm super comfortable back there. I think it's mainly due to my cover team, my shield. Landis, Kiki, and Max do a really, really good job of protecting me and keep me really comfortable. So I've been able to do what I've been doing all offseason. So.
But it seems like you only take, one step to punt. So can anybody block it anyway?
Yeah, I'm getting a little longer on my steps. I got to shorten them up again. But, yeah, I mean, Austin has a really good, really fast snap back there. So I don't really have to rush or get anything off too fast. So I'm just able to hit that. You know, 1.5 step and go.
How much do you think about the guy that's back there returning it? Because this week it's Debo Samuel.
I don't really think too much about it because obviously if I do my job, then he won't really get a chance to return it. I just kind of look at throughout the week, I just kind of look at tendencies and what the return tends to do. So if he drops balls that are outside the number, if he gets nervous when it's up high, then I try to adjust my punting that week a little bit.
What was more satisfying, punting one 82 yards or getting one down at the 1 yard line?
Down at the 1 yard line for sure, because the 82 came back to the 20. So I mean, always gonna take the inside the fivers a lot better.
When you're that far backed up, you don't expect to kick it to the other end zone, did you?
No, I looked back and I was standing on my own 3. I was like, all right, you just let it eat and just see how far I can go, and got the role of a lifetime. So hopefully next time I'm backed up that far, I can or even further, hopefully get the same role.
Have you ever had any conversations with Steve O'Neill?
I have not. I've not gotten the pleasure to meet him. I do know who he is. Yeah, he's a legend. I know he had the longest punt in the NFL.
Right.
That 98-yarder, 99-yarder. Yeah. So I definitely know who he is, and I haven't gotten the pleasure of meeting him yet, but I'd love to.
So 16 more yards, and you're there.
I guess. Yeah. Hopefully we don't get pinned in the on our own one that often. So hopefully I don't have to do it. But
you probably pinned a few on the one, but on 82 yards. That's not more satisfying than putting one on the one.
Honestly, no, it's a much better feeling, honestly, just putting them on the one, because that just backs them up, and it's just a lot better. Like, putting them on their own 20 is not much, but obviously, and even with, that far of a punt, I'd much rather hit a, 45-yard ball inside the 5 than a 82 in the end zone, just for field position. It's all right.
What do you attribute your success to right now? Well, why are you in such a great rhythm?
My punt team. Definitely. The other 10 guys on the field make me so comfortable. And I know that, no matter where the ball goes, really, I've still got to, punt it well. But they're going to do a really, really good job of covering and protecting me. And so I'm just able to be really comfortable back there.
Have you ever heard from any of A&M's former punters? Because A&M has quite a, I guess, a list of accomplished punters. Have any of them reached out to you or say anything to you?
Not really. I never really talked to Drew Kayser that much. When he was here, I got here mid-year, and so I got to talk to him while he was here training for the draft and everything. So, but other than that, I haven't really had a whole lot of conversations with former punters.
What do your teammates say to you? Have they indicated that they make a point to stop and watch you punt or anything like that at this time?
I don't know if they stop to watch, because I'm pretty sure they're hearing it on the sidelines, good or bad from their coaches. So I don't know if they stopped to watch me punt, but I hope the I hope I don't have to get the offense out of too much, but I hope to. If we ever get backed up, I just want to do my job for them, get them out of anything.
I talked to the staff really puts an emphasis on that third phase of the game, which is special teams, because I know a lot of people, I guess a casual fan, they kind of have a negative connotation when they see the punt team out on the field. Mm-hmm. But you just talk about, I guess, how it is so important.
Well, Coach Fisher just made it a huge point when he got here. Ever since spring ball, he's really told us that there are 3 true phases to the game, and that you don't want to come up short on any of them, because that could be the difference between winning and losing. And so he just put a huge emphasis on whether it's punting, kickoffs, field goals, punt return, all that. Like, obviously, with kickoff return last week against Arkansas, from Jay Sean, Coach Fisher's just really put an emphasis on doing what we need to do on special teams to get it done.
What do you think when the Kentucky guy booted 162 yards? You think, all right, now it's on. It's a punt off.
I didn't really think about that too much. I knew he was a good punter. He's from Australia, and I know he played some pro Australian football up there. So I knew coming into the game he was a good punter. And I've seen him, on social media and stuff, and I knew he was gonna be really good. So I just wanted to go out and do the thing I always done. So
it was your patriotic duty to punt him, is that what it was?
Yeah, I had to put one a little farther for America right there.
When did you know, or when did you get an idea in your life that punting may be something that you were going to be able to do better than most people?
I don't really know if I ever thought about it that much. I was just trying to be better than I was before. And I know it sounds super cliched, but I was just trying to every day I just go out and film myself in high school and just try to be better than I was the day before that and the day before that. So I don't really know that I ever stopped to think about, you know, wanting to be better than anybody else, just better than myself every day. So.
But when did you know that, you know, that was something that you were going to be able to do very well?
I guess probably into high school, I just went to a few camps and I saw I could compete against some of the guys. I always wanted to kick and punt against older guys because that really pushed me. And so once I started competing against them and doing all right against them, then I realized I could do it in college.